Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Beacon Retirement Strategies. My name is Ben Christie. I'm here with financial advisor and CEO of Beacon Capital Management, John Maxson. As always, we're grateful that you are taking time during your weekend to spend with us as you run those errands or you travel around town. Today, we're talking about taxes. In fact, we're looking at four ways taxes can wreck your retirement plan. Now, there's a lot of changes that come with retirement. There's more free time. There's time for new hobbies, more time for that pickleball that so many of you enjoy. There's travel. There's time with grandkids. And unfortunately, one thing that doesn't change for you is taxes. So today, we're looking at four ways that taxes can throw a wrench in those plans for retirement and what you can do about it.
And I'll tell you, something that people need to understand, and folks, of course, they think they know this, but then they sort of forget about it, okay? Number one, Trump gave us some tax cuts when he was president.
That's right.
And those are expiring in the near future. Look, hey, folks, it doesn't matter to me if you like him, don't like him, voted for him. We're just talking numbers here, right? We're talking taxes. The IRS is staffing up, so we have cheaper than or historically low tax breaks or rates that are expiring. The IRS is staffing up right now. Taxes are just low by comparison to where they've been historically. We've got some charts in our office that we show people. So if you've got a presidential election coming up, we've got low tax rates that are expiring, and $33 trillion debt or whatever we have in our country, that's a lot of information to ignore about taxes, especially if there's something that you can do about it. And what we tell folks is you don't want to lose a significant portion of your hard-earned money than what you need to. And that's what taxes are. Taxes are a debt. They're a bill that you owe when you start to use like deferred money and things of that nature. So the first way taxes can wreck your retirement is through tax-deferred retirement accounts, which people say, well, what do you mean? Is it wrong to have an IRA or a 401k? Well, no. But there are some cause and effect to this that you need to know about, and that's pretty much every one of your investments. So, no, we're not saying don't have them. We're saying that there's a catch to them.
That's right. Tax-deferred accounts, it's a tool. It's another tool in your belt when it comes to financial planning. You just have to be wise with how you use it. And, again, they're friendly. Particularly during your working years, as you put money in these plans, a lot of times your employer will put money in to match a certain amount. And so those monies grow tax deferred. And so as they build from, say, $50,000 to $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, you don't pay taxes on those. And again, it's a beautiful thing, and it seems so good because it's giving you a tax break. And you don't really pay any taxes then because you're not using the money. And again, we're talking things like your 401k, 403b, IRA. But unfortunately, when you retire, it's a different story. So what was so friendly and beautiful before is now something that you have to pay for. So you pay the taxes on the amount that has now appreciated after all those years. And so in some cases, it's grown over 40 years. And now taxes are due when you're forced to take those out.
Yeah, well, tax deferral is many times interpreted. And part of this is our industry's fault, in my opinion, because we've educated people that tax deferral is tax savings. Tax deferral is not tax savings. It's deferral, right? You put money in and you defer the taxes on it and you defer the taxes on the growth. To use a farming analogy we use around our office, because I grew up on a farm, you're choosing to pay taxes on the harvest versus the seed. You want to unify people in our country, start talking about taxes.
Absolutely.
I mean, seriously, nobody... I'm 52 years old. I have never met anyone who loves to pay taxes. I don't know. Maybe I will one day. So, what can you do about these tax deferred accounts? Well, there's things like Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks if you're still working. That can be part of your retirement plan. And in these, yeah, you're going to pay taxes on the contribution. There's no free lunch. But the key is all of the growth.
All the growth.
Is tax-free.
That's right. And if you're wondering about tax strategies like Roth that John just mentioned, and if they're right for you, one thing we suggest is to download a free guide on our website. That's beaconcm.com. This guide is titled Four Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. And it's a free resource to you. So simply go to beaconcm.com and then click in the top nav, Helpful Resources, and download that guide. Perhaps you're just tuning in. If so, welcome. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies here on Supertalk 99.7. I'm Ben Christie here with John Maxson, and today we're looking at four ways that taxes can wreck your retirement. So continuing with our conversation, John, on tax-deferred accounts, I think what a lot of this boils down to is what is your view or your belief of where the tax brackets are going to be in the future? I mean, where are taxes going?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is I think taxes are going up. I think the numbers show that. So you want to look at Roths or Roth 401ks. And they also, the thing I would tell you is it's never too late for you to plan, mm-hmm. right? You should never ignore tax planning because, again, it takes time. Roth conversions are pretty simple to understand, but you know, you do have some limitations on things like Roth IRAs and that type of thing.
Right.
There's no income limitations on Roth conversions like there are on Roth IRA contributions. And this is something that a lot of people get confused. I mean, if
That's
I
right.
had a dollar for every time we started talking tax strategy and I would say, well, how come you're not doing any planning, you know, for tax-free income in the future? They'll look at me and say a lot of times, well, I make too much money, right? Mm-hmm. I can't do a Roth IRA.
Right.
Well, there's a huge difference between Roth IRA contribution and Roth conversion. There is no income limitation on Roth conversion. There is no income limitation on Roth 401k if that's a part of your company plan. So, you know, the bottom line is if you have not looked at these tax strategies, and there are many of them, some we don't have time obviously to talk about in each one of these segments, we can help you decide how much in each one of these, if any, is the right amount for you, and then really project out tax planning over 5, 10, 15, 20 years, because just like any other type of planning in your life, tax planning doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, and it has to be methodically planned out.
And John, unfortunately, I think many people, they think of retirement funds as, hey, this is our money, this is my money. But that's not necessarily reality, particularly when you look at the tax-deferred accounts, because the IRS is also kind of partnered in there with you because they're going to get their cut. And so what happens then is many hardworking folks, like many listening to the show this morning, they could end up paying more taxes in retirement. And when you look at taxes for money you owe out of your IRA, your 401k, and those other tax-deferred retirement accounts, it can add insult to injury because this could happen to you. With the threat of what we believe are massive tax increases, it means that you're letting that money grow tax deferred while increases in tax happen. And that's kind of, John, what we would say is kind of a double whammy.
That's right. And you have to act. And we have what's called a tax savings analysis. And what we do here at Beacon Capital Management for you at no charge, no obligation, is this analysis will reveal the different tax saving strategies that are available to you. They're available to you and your family right now. We're not going to even be able to touch all of them here today, but this analysis will show you lots of options. We'll explore what you can do and to possibly reduce significantly a tax bill. There's no free lunches, but you can reduce taxes, folks.
That's right. It could potentially save you thousands of dollars, if not more. So connect with us at 615-488-9303. And schedule your free tax savings analysis. Or you can always text the word VISIT, V-I-S-I-T, to that same number to schedule a complimentary visit. That's 615-488-9303. Well, on today's show, we're talking about four ways taxes can wreck your retirement plan. Now, what is the tax threat that will affect a large group of people and possibly you, but you may not even realize it? There's potential tax implications you want to be aware of. That's what we're going to cover here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with John Maxson and Ben Christie on Super Talk 99.7.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
Well, cheers, and thanks for tuning in to Beacon Retirement Strategies on Super Talk 99.7. I'm Ben Christie, along with John Maxson, and today's topic, four ways taxes can wreck your retirement plan. And number one, we covered in the first segment, was tax-deferred retirement plans. It's not that they're necessarily bad. It's just that the benefits you realize during your working years can lead to a larger tax bill in retirement. And that's where you may want to look at a Roth conversion or Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks. You can always talk to us or your advisor about Roth conversions as well. Now, number two on our list of four ways taxes can wreck your retirement plan, John, and that is taxes on Social Security benefits.
Yeah, you know, recently someone had started Social Security and could not believe.
I get it.
Which is pretty common. They actually got taxed on part of their benefits. But a portion of your Social Security benefit, more than likely, everything's different, is going to be taxed. And if it's not being taxed, you're probably at a really, really low income bracket.
Yes.
Okay. Take the total of your combined income, adjusted gross income, plus your non-taxable interest, plus half of your Social Security benefits, and that equals your combined income.
Yeah.
When you withdraw money from your retirement accounts, or you're forced to withdraw money because of things like required minimum distributions, which we've talked about, don't forget about your Social Security income. Combined, they could push you into a higher tax bracket than what you're expecting. And if your income is pushed too high, not only could your tax rates go up, but so could your Medicare premiums. In some cases, we've known them, and you've probably heard about this, to actually double. So it's a complicated formula, but if that total is above the IRS limits for your filing status, you can expect to pay taxes on some portion of those hard-earned Social Security benefits that you and your family get.
That's right. And there's a lot of numbers here. And so this comes, let's just kind of break this out. So Social Security benefits are taxed based on IRS rules. Now, this list comes directly from SSA.gov, Social Security Administration.gov site. So if you file a federal tax return as an individual, and like John explained, your combined income is between $25,000 and $34,000, you pay income tax on 50% of your benefits. So if you're getting $3,000 a month, then $15,000 of that is going to be taxable. And that's at your ordinary income tax bracket. Now, let's say you're filing as an individual and your combined income is more than $34,000 that we mentioned annually. You're going to get taxed on up to 85% of your benefits. So again, same $3,000 a month in benefits, then it's going to be around $2,700 that's going to be taxed at your ordinary income tax bracket. So now let's say you're filing a joint return. So same scenario, between $32,000 and $44,000 annually, you're going to be taxed on 50% of your Social Security benefits. If you're filing and your annual combined income is more than $44,000, you're going to be taxed on 85% of your benefits. So it pays to know the numbers and to kind of understand where you're at when it comes to how much you're going to be taxed. Because like John mentioned, this is another one of those gotchas sometimes when people go to look at Social Security and they don't realize that there's a tax implication. There's a tax burden that comes along with your Social Security benefits.
Well, it can be really complicated and a little bit overwhelming. When you talk about Social Security, I mean, we look at Social Security like any other financial asset out there, right? I mean, Social Security, people are told it's an entitlement program. Hey, folks, does it feel like an entitlement program?
Yeah.
I mean, Social Security is an asset. You've heard us say this before, your entire working career, 6.2% of your income, and then your employer matched another 6.2% went into Social Security. So between you and your employer, that's 12.4% a year. Every year, year over year, that was put into Social Security with a promise to you and your family that you would essentially have a pension. Now, Social Security is 20 to 30% of someone's income needs typically. Hey, folks, that's worth understanding and making sure that asset, not entitlement program, asset is the most efficient for you and your family, and you're getting the most out of it that you can, because you know what? You've earned it.
That's right. Social Security benefits, they are taxed. And that's just another one of the ways that taxes could wreck your retirement if you're not planning for that. So if you're not including that tax planning in your retirement game plan, it's something that we highly advise, we recommend. Now, we recently picked up a few dozen copies of a book by one of our favorite IRA experts, Ed Slott. Now, Ed is a CPA and a tax advisor, and he wrote a book called The New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. And now, in this book, he does a good job of breaking down some strategies on how to avoid unnecessary taxes. Now, we'd like to give a few copies away today, but have a limited number of books. So the first 10 people to reach us at 615-488-9303 and ask for your copy of The New Retirement Savings Time Bomb, we'll send that book to you for free. Again, that number, 615-488-9303. Well, did you just join us? You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Ben Christie and John Maxson. And today we're discussing four ways that taxes could wreck your retirement. And we're specifically talking about taxes on Social Security benefits. And another thing to consider here, John, is that if paying taxes on 50% of your Social Security or up to 85% of your Social Security benefits, that's just not a one-time, a one-year occurrence. That's every year. So you start calculating that up, and that could be a big tax burden.
Yeah, that's right. You're likely asking, what can I do about Social Security to either reduce or substantially reduce my taxes? So there's a lot about Social Security to understand. The first thing that I would advise is diversify your retirement income with both taxable and non-taxable sources to lower your overall tax burden. There is a strategy to this. That's one thing. And all of you can do that if you're putting into investments right now, if you have a plan, a strategy,
that's
we
right.
can help show you how to diversify that retirement income that way. And then Roth accounts, again, we keep hammering this, but many folks here in Middle Tennessee we run into don't really understand what a Roth is or tax strategy and how they can implement that into their plan moving forward.
Yeah, many folks assume, John, that it's so complicated and they can't do anything about it. And that's one of the things that one of the reasons we do this radio show is just to bring you that hope and to help you understand there are strategies. There's always things that you can do. And another thing you can take advantage of is a Social Security analysis. It's a report to see how to maximize those benefits. And it shows you really the most advantageous point in time for you and your family to take Social Security.
And I go back, Ben, to one of the things we said earlier. If Social Security is going to account for 20 to 30% of the average retiree's income, if it's 5%, it doesn't really matter, right? Anything is important. You're missing an opportunity here if you haven't taken Social Security. Get the information so that you can get the most out of Social Security for you and your family. Because, again, you've put into it your entire life, and you're entitled to those benefits.
That's right. I mean, it's your money because you've been a taxpayer your entire life, right? And so the Social Security analysis we're referring to is a great way to get started to learn some steps you could take to avoid triggering a bigger tax burden in retirement. And we didn't get a chance to talk much about spousal benefits, but this free analysis will also show you how to avoid forfeiting those benefits as well. That can be a key for many folks. So contact us, 615-488-9303, and request a free customized Social Security analysis. That number again, 615-488-9303. Well, today we're discussing four ways that taxes could wreck your retirement. Well, would you like to lower the taxes on your required minimum distributions? Well, who in the world wouldn't want to do that? Well, those who are charitable may be able to give generously and get some tax breaks along the way. That and more on Beacon Retirement Strategies with John Maxson and Ben Christie on Super Talk 99.7.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download and it's available by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies on Super Talk 99.7. Ben Christie here along with John Maxson. Today we are talking about four ways taxes can wreck your retirement plan. We're glad that you decided to take a part of your day and join us as we talk about taxes. So far today, we've talked about two different ways that taxes could take a big bite out of your retirement. First way, through those tax-deferred retirement accounts, if you're not planning, and particularly when you turn 73 and you have required minimum distributions kick in and you're required to take a portion out of that, taxes are due. Second way is taxes on Social Security benefits. Many folks get into retirement, take Social Security, only to realize that they didn't know taxes were going to be taken out. It can be anywhere from 50 to 85% of taxes on those benefits. The third way, John, is taxes on RMDs, required minimum distributions.
Yeah, that's right. Required minimum distribution is the amount of money that must be withdrawn annually from an employer-sponsored retirement plan, traditional IRA, SEP, et cetera, by owners. And of course, when you take this money out, a couple surprises here. Number one, some people still don't understand why they have to take money out if they don't need it. And they're surprised by that. And then they're even more surprised when we start calculating the taxes that are owed, because again, this is tax deferred. It's not tax free.
You know, RMDs, required minimum distributions, to your point, John, are one of those things that they often get lost or buried in the details when it comes to even thinking about retirement for some folks. And then all of a sudden, it's right around the corner and they're turning, you know, in this case, the magic age of 73. And all of a sudden, they're required to take money out on those tax deferred accounts. And if they don't have a strategy and they end up getting bit with a tax burden that they hadn't planned on. And this is another case where the sooner that you get started on a strategy, the better off you're going to be. Now, with required minimum distributions, again, they keep changing the age on us, right? It's now 73, but before that, I feel like even last year, it was 72. And then a few years before that, it was 70 and a half. So they keep moving kind of the bucket down the road there. But the age now is in 2023 is 73.
73, and it's crazy because they keep changing it. I mean, you'd think it would be going down
instead of
going up, right? It used to be 70 and a half, and then it was 72, and now 73.
73, yeah.
You know, the thing, candidly, that I don't understand about that is the debt's so high in this country, you would think that they would want to lower it, not increase it, so they could start to collect taxes. It can be good. It can be bad. Delaying and letting the tax burden build, you know, It isn't always for the better.
No.
If you don't take required minimum distributions when you're supposed to, the IRS can penalize you if you don't take them. And it can be up to 50%, 50, on what you were supposed to be taking out. So if the account holder fails to withdraw the required minimum distribution during the annual time frame, there can be a pretty severe penalty. For every dollar not withdrawn, the Internal Revenue Service will charge a 25% penalty known as the excise tax. However, if the failure is corrected promptly, the penalty is reduced from 25% to 10%.
10%, yeah.
So they're really trying to help you out there.
Yeah, they're trying to help you out. You want to make sure that you have a plan going into the age of 73. And this is another case where the sooner you can start planning for how to deal with required minimum distributions, the better off you're going to be. Now, we recently picked up a dozen copies or so of a book by one of our favorite IRA experts, Ed Slott. Hopefully many of you have heard Ed Slott. He's a CPA, he's a tax advisor, and he wrote a book called The New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. And in this book, he does a good job of breaking down some strategies on how to avoid unnecessary taxes. Now, you can always pick up a copy of his book or some of his other books on Amazon, but we'd like to give a few copies away today for free. So unfortunately, we have a limited number of books available. So the first 10 people to reach us at 615-488-9303 and ask for a copy of Ed Slott's book, The New Retirement Savings Time Bomb, we will ship you a book for free. Again, the number 615-488-9303. Well, did you just tune in to Super Talk 99.7? If so, welcome. I'm Ben Christie here with John Maxson, and you're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Today, we're discussing four ways taxes could wreck your retirement. Now, we're talking RMDs, required minimum distributions, and how they could potentially wreck a little havoc on your retirement, especially if you haven't put a plan together for how to handle the tax burden on that money that you are required to pull out when you turn 73. Now, John, doing nothing, as we know, it is a plan, It's just not typically the best plan, particularly when it comes to taxes and RMDs.
That's right. People don't want to hear this, but when I talk to them about planning, sometimes people say, well, I don't really have a plan. I'm like, well, that's your plan. Not having a plan is a plan.
Right.
To your point, it's not a good plan, but it is a plan. So it's not a good strategy, especially when there are options available.
Right.
You know, qualified charitable distributions. Take the RMD and let's say it's $20,000 and you're a charitable person. So you take $10,000 of it and it goes directly from your IRA to the charity registered as a 501c3.
Right.
Guess what? You don't pay taxes on the $10,000 that goes to the charity, just taxes on the money that you receive. So you can help a great cause and you can reduce your taxes at the same time. You know, there's been many cases, you know, for example, and there's community groups and all kinds of charities, but, you know, we're folks of faith. A lot of times we'll deal with people who are tithing to their churches and they're taking tithe out of their monthly budget. Nothing wrong with that. But if you're under required minimum distribution, we've had countless cases where the required minimum distribution essentially paid the tithe out of someone's budget.
Yeah.
And they were able to send it directly to the church monthly, quarterly, however you want to do it, and save themselves taxes and still do something that is a part of their faith journey. So there's so many strategies here, folks, and this is a really good one.
And the bottom line here is, again, it goes to what you think is going to happen with taxes, particularly in 2025 when the Trump tax cuts expire. Now, we believe with a national debt of, you know, $33 trillion in taxes and are going up. And so if you have that tax deferred money and you're close to retirement or you're in retirement, you need a tax plan, particularly one that deals with RMD strategy, to your point, John.
That's exactly right. And another strategy to help with the tax burden on RMDs is converting money in your IRA or 401k to Roth over time. And then you're creating it where it's a retirement lifetime of tax-free income. Now, again, there's no free lunch. You do have to pay taxes up front on that. But if you don't plan for required minimum distributions, you could be forced into a higher tax bracket without even realizing it, which, hey, folks, this could also impact your Medicare premium and taxes on more of your Social Security.
Yeah, and then on top of that, John, to kind of add insult to injury, calculating for RMDs can be a bit complicated and confusing. I mean, the amount of money you withdraw is based on a formula, which uses your life expectancy, the previous year's account balance, your birthday, and a couple other variables there. And if you miss an RMD withdrawal or you don't take that full required amount, you're hit with a tax fine, which on top of that, that's not good.
No, not at all. And then the other thing about required minimum distributions is that you're forced to withdraw money from these accounts, IRAs, 401k, SEPs, and other deferred retirement accounts, whether the stock market's up or down, which could trigger higher taxes with investment income, Social Security benefits. And so every year, you literally could be paying more in taxes.
Pay more in taxes. That just does not sound good. It's a good reminder, John. So if you have concerns about required minimum distributions, you're listening today and you're saying, I don't feel like my tax plan includes RMDs, or how to plan for those, we would encourage you to reach out to us and schedule time to get a complimentary RMD analysis. And so this analysis will show you some of the tax saving strategies that may be available to you and your family. Reach out to us, 615-488-9303, and schedule time for your complimentary RMD analysis. Again, that number, 615-488-9303. Well, today we're discussing four ways taxes could wreck your retirement. Well, do you fully understand the latest capital gains tax rules? Did you know that there are some strategies to reduce this type of tax? We'll cover that and more here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with John Maxson and Ben Christie on Supertalk 99.7.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. That's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303.
Hello again, and thanks for joining us on Beacon Retirement Strategies. My name's Ben Christie. I'm here with financial advisor and CEO for Beacon Capital Management, John Maxson. As always, we're grateful that you're taking time during your weekend to spend here with us as you run those errands or you travel around town. Today, we're looking at four ways taxes can wreck your retirement. Now, we've covered the first three ways, the first way being tax-deferred retirement plans. The second way is the taxes on those Social Security benefits. The third way was taxes on required minimum distributions. And the fourth way that taxes could wreck your retirement is taxes on those capital gains. Now, capital gains are essentially the profit you make from selling or trading a capital asset. It's the tax rates that apply to a particular capital gain. And these tax rates, they depend on the type of asset involved and your taxable income and how long you held that property before it was sold. So currently, the capital gains tax rate for long-term capital gains is at most 20%, John.
Yep, that's right. So we've got long-term capital gains tax at 0, 15, or 20%, yep. Right? Now, if you've held those assets for less than a year, well, then we're talking about short-term capital gains tax, which is your ordinary income tax bracket. So you want to be aware of that. One thing that folks can forget or may never have known about is that you can have a capital gain on specific stocks inside of things like mutual funds that really have no overall gain on that particular account for a year and pay taxes on it, which is kind of a surprise to some people.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
That is a very tricky one. So let's say the market's down and no one on your end is kind of watching this.
That's right.
And inside of the fund, a fund manager is buying a stock or stocks or bonds or whatever, they decide to sell it, there's been a gain, you're going to pay capital gains taxes on something that you could potentially lose money on. This is why in a year where the market was down, you may have still gotten a tax bill, which many times been really surprises people.
Yeah, and it's not something that a lot of people welcome when they see that tax bill come out of what they perceive to be nowhere. So if you're just joining the conversation, welcome. I'm Ben Christie here with John Max, and you're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Thanks for joining us. We're discussing four ways taxes could wreck your retirement. So continuing the discussion on taxes on capital gains, one of the strategies that we look at with clients is something called tax loss harvesting. Now, according to U.S. News, tax loss harvesting is a no-brainer. Now, the basic idea behind tax loss harvesting is to offset those taxable investment gains. It's not a bad strategy, John.
Yep, we do this quite a bit as we get towards the end of the year. It can be a good strategy in cases where people have been very successful with certain stocks and maybe they want to, you know, redeploy some of that money, or if they've had a significant growth and they want to balance their portfolio out more and that they've had a gain. What they can do, and this is especially true in like volatile markets, but it's something you want to look at each and every year on a non-IRA account. They know that if they take part of the gain off the table, then they're going to incur a tax on that gain.
Right.
Right. So paying a tax on a gain is a whole lot better than taking a loss.
Sure.
Right. I mean,
sure.
I'd rather do that.
Yeah.
But if you can minimize or substantially reduce it, or in some cases even eliminate it,
right,
if you take a gain on a stock with a loss offset on another position and potentially come out flat or certainly a reduction in taxes. So it's something that you really want to consider. And one of the benefits of tax loss harvesting is certainly lowering your tax bill for the year. But sometimes just as important is what you do with your money that you've freed up. One thing we would recommend is rebalancing your portfolio, right? If your asset allocation has gotten off, reinvest where you need to. So for example, and I'm not advising people to go sell AI stocks or something
right,
that's done
this,
well this
right.
year. But if you've had a substantial gain in a particular stock and your portfolio has gotten off balance, it's not as diversified or well balanced, it may be something that you want to look at.
Yeah, certainly something to consider. And again, this is where working with a professional that is covering a comprehensive view, looking into everything in your portfolio and looking at this from a tax planning standpoint, is able to help you navigate those waters. And that's extremely important. And that's why a financial advisor should be looking at the gamut here and not just the investments, but the tax burden on those investments to really help move you through and set you up in a position where you can retire well.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you're always, as an advisor, looking for opportunities, and it can be opportunities and the type of investment. Like, there's always opportunities in investments and there's always risk in investments, right? And one of the opportunities that you want to look at, and again, all of your accounts, but in particular, as we get towards the end of each year, it's a good time to look at this tax loss harvesting. You know, and I've had cases, Ben, where I've sat down with people and we've been able to rebalance a portfolio and pay little to no tax, and they feel really good about that. And then there's been other situations where when you look at this for an individual client, it doesn't make sense to do it. Mm-hmm. And so it's always an individual decision, right? And it always needs to, in order for you to do it, it needs to benefit you and your family. But it's like anything else that we talk about, whether it's income planning or That's tax right. planning yeah. or required minimum distribution planning or Roth contributions or Roth conversions or whatever, Roth 401k, there's all kinds of things out there. You need to understand what your options are for you and your family and what's suitable or not suitable, but not getting the options can really, really affect your overall situation.
Yeah, very well said, John. And we believe that taxes, for example, are one of those key areas in retirement that you want to make sure you have a plan for, because without a solid tax plan that includes and certainly considers some of the strategies we talked about today, like Roth conversions, tax loss harvesting, QCDs, health savings account is another big one. You're going to be missing opportunities in retirement. And these missed opportunities could result in you having a bigger tax burden than you should, or certainly than we want for you.
And what would it mean to you and your family if you actually, now think about this, if you could actually reduce the amount that you're going to need to pay or you're going to be required to pay in those investable assets? There are tax strategies that are available, and The bigger question often comes down to which option or strategy is right for you and your family in your particular situation.
Now, that's right. And that's why we would encourage you to get our free tax savings analysis. We've done this for hundreds and hundreds of families in and around the Middle Tennessee area at Beacon Capital Management. This analysis is no cost to you, and it's going to show you the different tax savings strategies available to you. We'll look at the ones that you're comfortable with and are best for your situation. It's an easy process. We get some basic information from you about your retirement portfolio, and we run it through the analysis process.
Well, and we'll explore what you might do now, right now, to avoid a hefty tax bill later, or at least reduce it. We'll also see if we can save you money in fees that you're currently paying. What you could learn could save you significant amount of money potentially for you and your family, keeping that money in your family's pocket available to you. Reach out to us now, 615-488-9303, to learn more or to schedule your free tax savings analysis. That number one more time, 615-488-9303.
Well, our time is up for this week. We hope this discussion on the four ways taxes could wreck your retirement has given you some things to think through. You want to get retirement right, so we strongly recommend you seek a financial professional that you can trust to help you retire well. If we can help answer any of your retirement questions or talk to you about a comprehensive retirement approach for that retirement planning, you can always reach us, 615-488-9303, 615-488-9303, or you can always go online, our website, beaconcm.com. That's Beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com. Well, until next week, I'm Ben Christie here with John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. As always, thank you for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies on SuperTalk 997 WTN. And remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management, LLC is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Insurance and Health, LLC, Beacon Insurance, an affiliate of Beacon Capital. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.